Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall, checking those political wins in just a moment. Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture.
Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Register now to attend the nation's premier soil health conference January 30th and 31st at the Hyatt Regency and Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. The 2018 No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference features Alan Savory, world-renowned soil health and grazing expert, plus a lineup of industry experts and top-line producers. With over 40 breakout sessions, no-till farmers across the region are sure to find information to make their farms more profitable. Check out the speaker lineup, beginner and advanced events, and register online at www.notill.org.
We're literally just days away from when the calendar turns over to 2018, an election year. But according to Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Washington, D.C. office, it's way too early to start speculating exactly what will happen come November and the midterm elections.
It is way too early to determine what's going to happen come November. There's a lot of things that will factor into that. One, I believe, is if they get this tax bill signed by the president by the end of the year, which it looks like they will, how quickly will your average American see a change in their paycheck, and will they remember that come November? The whole issue of sexual harassment is far from over here in Washington, D.C. This is one that is going to haunt Congress well into 2018, and I can expect many more members of Congress being either accused or stepping down because of this. So I do believe that this probably will be one of the single biggest issues that has an impact on this midterm election. Neither party right now should be confident. I think that is something that I feel strongly about. They both are going to have to work hard. The Republicans, if they want to keep the House and the Senate, and the Democrats, if they truly think they have a chance to regain one or both houses of Congress. When you look at the numbers, the opportunities are there for any of these scenarios to play out. It's one thing we're going to have to watch very closely because, as I said earlier, depending upon who controls Congress after the midterm election, will have a significant impact on our ability and the president's ability to run legislation that would be cattle friendly. Now, that does not take away the president's opportunity to continue his rollback of the regulatory burden that we see. But it could definitely slow down a lot of the legislative efforts that we have seen and talked about. So stay tuned on this one. When you look at the number of Republicans in particular who are being challenged by people to the right of them or claiming to be the right of them, that is also something that we will start seeing here early in 2018 throughout the primary season. But it is something that we are engaged in. It was one of the reasons why we have a political action committee, NCBA PAC, is a tremendous tool for us here in Washington, D.C. It allows us to take money that you help donate in dollar for dollar, everything that you send us, nothing is skimmed off the top to pay for expenses or salaries or operating costs. Every dollar we get from you, we turn around and give to a member of Congress, an incumbent, or even challengers who are cattle friendly, to do everything we can to try to influence these elections in a way that allows us to have as many friends on Capitol Hill as possible. And those are friends on both sides of the aisle. Any organization that feels that they can be successful in Washington, D.C., dealing with one party and not the other, is going to have a lot of disappointment in their future. We have to have friends on both sides of the aisle, and we do have friends on both sides of the aisle. We will continue to grow the friends, because for us, it's not about Democrat versus Republican. It's about who's actually working to help us. And we have as many friends on the Democratic side as we do on the Republican side, and we need to make sure that we keep them around fighting for us, because we still have a tremendous number of challenges, and we need people who are willing to step up and fight.
Cattle industry lobbyist Colin Woodall. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.